There will be no more witnesses in the federal corruption trial of former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi and two co-defendants. Both sides are fighting now over the legal instructions the judge will give the jury. WBUR's David Boeri reports on how those instructions could affect the outcome of the case.
Judges' instructions on the law are always significant, but perhaps more so in this trial than in any in recent memory. Far from being charged straight up with bribery or extortion, DeMasi and his co-defendants are charged at heart with scheming to, quote, defraud and deprive the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and its citizens of their intangible right to honest services of Salvatore F. DeMasi. If that language seems vague, it has its attraction for prosecutors. So says David Frank of Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly.
The vagueness is what sort of played into the prosecution's interest in using it.
Theft of honest services, as the crime is called, is controversial. The law has been flagged all the way up to the Supreme Court, which agreed with defense attorneys that the statute was too far-reaching. The reason federal prosecutors like to charge defendants with honest services theft is simple. It's easier to prove, says Frank.
It's the vagueness and it's the way that the law has been worded that's allowed prosecutors to get a lot of convictions that you might not be able to get in a straight extortion or bribery case.
In this case, the government alleges that DeMasi violated his duty of providing honest services by conspiring to use his office as Speaker of the House to steer contracts to Cognos Software in return for hundreds of thousands of dollars in kickbacks. For Judge Wolf, fashioning the instructions to explain these concepts and more to the jurors would be complicated enough. But at the last moment, the prosecution has changed its original theory of the case. Here's David Frank.
Initially, and as recently as March, the government's theory was that in order to return a conviction, the jury must find that Sal DeMasi, as Speaker of the House, ordered that payments be received in exchange for performing an official act.
In other words, that DeMasi demanded that money be paid to fellow conspirators in return for steering the contracts to Cognos. That was the theory. Then, on the eve of the last day of testimony in this trial, federal prosecutors notified Judge Wolf they changed their theory. They now say,
in order to prove the defendant's guilty here, what the jury has to find is that Sal DeMasi was aware of what was going on and that he knowingly participated in it. That's a lot different than ordering a payment.
And easier to prove. In court yesterday, defense attorneys were indignant. They can't do a 180 on the last day of testimony, argued Marty Weinberg. He told the judge that the defense has spent the entire trial focusing on the theory spelled out in the government's indictment 2 years ago, a theory the prosecution had just tossed overboard. The prosecution is diluting its burden of proof, Weinberg charged. It flies in the face of everything they have asked the court to instruct this jury. The government's action here is red meat for critics of the honest services statute and the tactics of federal prosecutors. Here's attorney and author Harvey Silverglate.
The reason the government can change its theory so quickly is precisely because the statute is so vague and so formless, because almost every theory fits into these statutes. And that's why these are not fair trials.
In court, lead prosecutor Ted Merritt snapped back that the prosecution's case against DeMasi hasn't changed. The evidence is the same. The prosecution isn't bound to stick with its first theory. And Judge Wolf said he is inclined to agree, but that he was open to being persuaded otherwise. The fate of the defendants may hinge on whether they do persuade him otherwise. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.